This is Roger Mudd reporting with news and analysis on the CBS radio network. Question. When can you say something and come out sounding like you've said the exact opposite? Answer. When you've spoken into a tape recorder and someone has gone to work on your statement with a razor blade and a splicing tape. The question of tape doctoring now figures in the Watergate controversy. A look at how it's done and detected in just a moment.
Now that it's clearance time, you can get the buy of the year on the car of the year.
Take a close look at the LTD, the quiet, well-made car.
That's Ford's LTD, winner of Motor Trend Magazine's Full-Size Sedan of the Year Award and Road Test Car of the Year Prize. And you can drive off in the winner today, because right now is clearance time at your Ford dealers. And there's never been a better time to own the quiet Ford LTD. LTD's got the kind of luxury found in cars costing thousands more. Automatic transmission, power steering, power front disc brakes are all standard.
You can tell by the feeling, the wheel, and the feeling you get when you look inside.
You waited this long. Now it's clearance time. Get the buy of the year on the car of the year. Your Ford dealer's LTD.
Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
As the Senate Watergate Committee and the federal prosecutor, Archibald Cox, battle in the courts for those tape recordings of President Nixon's phone conversations, a question has arisen. In the interim, couldn't somebody edit the tapes to change the meaning without being detected? Tape editing, of course, is a decades-old craft. To show you what a good tape editor can do, I recorded earlier today a statement and then had CBS's Eddie Heim go to work on it. First, between the beep sounds, you'll hear the statement.
Darling, I don't know who told you. I was playing poker with the boys the other night when I told you I'd be working late. But it certainly is not true. Remember, whatever you hear, that I love you.
Now take a few words out, transpose a few others, and listen to the result.
Darling, it certainly is true. I was playing poker with the boys the other night when I told you I'd be working late.
In addition to cutting words or transposing them, a faker can also insert incriminating material. The extra words may be spoken by a skilled impersonator or by the original speaker himself in an entirely innocent context elsewhere in the conversation. In the following example, I myself spoke the extra words separately from the words they were tacked on to.
Darling, it certainly is true. I was playing poker with the boys the other night when I told you I'd be working late. Not only that, but I lost $100.
On hearing only an edited version, a layman would have no way of knowing it was edited, no way of knowing that what he was hearing was drastically altered, both in content and meaning, from what originally was spoken. The same does not apply to experts, though. That actor who adds words can be exposed by a sound spectrograph, that instrument which makes voice prints. A sound spectrograph can also detect the joining of separate statements by the same person, if the editor has not been careful in matching volume levels. As for cutting out words or transposing them, whenever tape is spliced, there is an interruption of the magnetic field, which can be detected by another machine called an oscilloscope. A suspicious expert also listens to background noise. If there's a clock ticking in the background, for example, he listens for changes in its rhythm. There's still another machine called a signal correlator to help out in his search for such irregularities. However, there's one kind of editing that may be foolproof from detection. The elimination of an entire section between the time a tape recorder is turned on and then turned off. Assume each of the three sentences in my original statement was made in a separate take. Now let's replay it, deleting the middle sentence. But it certainly is not true.
Darling, I don't know who told you. I was playing poker with the boys the other night when I told you I'd be working late. Remember, whatever you hear, that I love you.
Thus, with doctoring that may be undetectable, a formerly firm denial has been reduced to a pussyfooting statement in mitigation of guilt. So if the Nixon tapes are made public, and if by chance the question of tampering arises, a firm answer may be lost amid debating by the experts, with no firm assurance that some parts of the tape may not have been entirely deleted.
Could arthritis minor pain keep you awake tonight? Then, before you go to bed, rub in Exocaine to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain, so you may get a good night's sleep. You see, Exocaine Arthritis Foam is the only leading rub with Benzocaine, the fast-acting anesthetic that really penetrates to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain. So at night, to forget your throbbing pain, remember to rub in Exocaine.
Oh, I hate moving. The moving man says, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano for 3 hours. It's $50 an hour. He says, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano. My head feels like the 1812 overture with cannons. And this meatloaf. Oh, this heartburn. I wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Oh, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work. Oh, my. When I drink it, it would settle my upset stomach and my headache fast. Oh, don't tell me.
Hey, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano.
This is Roger Mudd reporting for CBS News.